If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Meet and Ride, written and read by Cheryl Blue. We met in a club. It was a pretty standard night out. I was just happy to fling on my glad rags and shake off the stresses of the week. I didn't expect to meet you, but I wasn't sad that I did. In fact, meeting you was necessary. Oh, so necessary. You worked your way across the room brilliantly. You bumped past me, mumbling an apology of some sort, but managed to introduce yourself at the same time. Idiot. I thought, who does that? Based purely on your corniness, I decided to entertain the idea of talking to you. You were funny and so sure of yourself. Not cocky, but very nearly. When you offered to buy me a drink, I came with you. I didn't know you and wasn't about to stupidly accept random drinks of strangers. A double brandy on the rocks. You copied me. We sipped and leaned on the bar chatting. Well, it was a lot of flirting, really. Every time you moved close to speak, I'd get a whiff of your aftershave. It teased my nostrils and played with the common sense in my head. As I watched your lips spew words, I slowly became mesmerised. Your teeth were brilliant white. Your lips full and juicy, your skin well kept, and your facial hair groomed to perfection. Yep, I fancied you. So when you said we should head outside for some fresh air, I didn't take any convincing. The coolness of the night hit me like a brick. It must have acted as some sort of natural pheromone, because as I saw you properly in the light outside the club, I wanted you. Your height was perfect for me and your build was just what I like. Your face looked even better and those lips I desperately wanted to taste. You suggested we sit in your car. Again, I didn't take much convincing. Once inside, you turned to me, lifted your hand to my face and gently pulled me closer. You hesitated for a minute to make sure that I was willing. I absolutely was, so you continued to move in. We locked lips. It felt so good. Your tongue gently caressed mine and moved around my mouth with purpose. The gentleness soon became more passionate, faster. You gripped me harder. It turned me on. My hand found itself moving towards your body. You reciprocated by doing the same. We held each other tightly whilst steadily chewing the faces of each other. Then I felt your hand drop down to my thigh. You grabbed me firmly. That was sexy. Then you pulled away, looked at me, and then looked down. Your cock was standing to attention and fighting to get out of your trousers. You pushed your seat back as far as it would go, and dropped the back of the seat so the chair itself was almost flat. You lay back, undid your trousers, pulled down your underwear, and out he popped. Beautiful. It was a sight to behold. Your smooth thickness, rock hard and inviting. I wasted no time. I clumsily hoisted up my dress and somehow managed to remove my thong. I clambered across the car seat with your help, positioned myself above your cock. I lowered myself down. Damn, I was wet. I didn't even realise just how much. As I felt the tip go in, I had to wiggle a little. As you slowly went in, I gasped. Your cock inside me felt so right. Once fully in, you grunted, and I began to ride you. Slowly first, but I soon picked up pace. With your hands fixed firmly on my waist, I gyrated and moved up and down. It was electric. After some time, you sat up with me still on your lap. You leant me gently against the steering wheel, pulled the front of my dress down and exposed my breasts. You lunged forward and began to suck one whilst using one hand to grope the other. As you did this, you began to thrust. My insides buzzed. You were deep inside. The windows steamed right up as we grinded away. This position really got me off and I could feel myself gearing up to come. I told you this. My revelation turned you on because you asked me to tell you again. As I moaned that I was about to come, your thrusts became more rapid. I started to gush all down your cock. You felt that. You told me to tell you that you were making me come. I told you so. You groaned deeply. You liked being told that you were doing me good. You dipped your head into my neck as you thrust and thrust and thrust. Then you suddenly yelled, "Jump off!" I managed to get off your cock just in time to see a fountain of cum erupt from you. After your fanfare, you fell back into the seat panting, whilst I sat there with my pussy buzzing like crazy. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.